Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed one religion to all his prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. From Adam alayhi salam, our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there has only been one deen, one way of life, and that is what you and I call Islam. The specific commandments, what we call the ancillary commandments and injunctions, continue to change from prophet to prophet. But the base and the foundation and the set of teachings, ethics, morals, fundamental worships, beliefs, creed, all of these things were one and the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that He is going to preserve this deen. And He has selected the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the ultimate vessel, the carriers, the wardens, the protectors of this deen. 1400 years have been spent elaborating on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fine tuning the understanding of mankind as to what this Sharia is. Many, many points have been agreed upon across the board by all the fuqaha, all the muhaddithin, all the mufassireen. However, in these 1400 years, many fitnas, many trials and tribulations have arisen, challenging not just the minds and the intellect, but challenging the loyalty of Muslims to their deen. And one of these fitnas is that some people have tried to wrestle away control from the ijma', from the consensus of the ummah, from those things all the Muslims have agreed on for over 1,000 years. Some people want to take those things into their own control and reinterpret them. They want to present their own interpretations. They want to present their own translations. They want to promote their own thoughts and ideas. And they want to now assume authority of conveying the message of Sharia to mankind. And because they do not have that academic scholarship, they do not have that foundation. Somebody came to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah and asked him that if someone has memorized 100,000 ahadith, can he be a mujtahid? He said no. So the person asked him, if a person memorizes 200,000 ahadith, can he be a mujtahid? He said no. He said if a person memorizes 300,000 ahadith, can he be a mujtahid? So he shook his hand. So, 300,000 ahadith. You would be hard pressed to find that many ahadith in the collections of books that are available today. So people do not have that knowledge that our aslaf, our akabir had. Nowhere close, not even an iota. The greatest scholars of today do not have even 10% of the knowledge of the people of that generation. Yet they want that same authority. And the way they want to assume that authority is by putting doubts in the minds of mankind about what the previous scholars had in terms of knowledge. Now, these people would like to suggest that we now have a hadith that were not known to the people before us. This is nothing but foolishness. And they would like to suggest that there are flaws in the systems of fiqh that have been passed down for century after century. They would like to suggest that there is a need to re-establish what we have already known for over a millennium. They would like to suggest that the people before us did not have the tools or the understanding or the vastness, the breadth of thought that is required today. They would like to suggest many things. But our responsibility as Muslims, scholars and non-scholars alike, is to maintain that deen that has been passed down to us for more than 1400 years. Our responsibility is to maintain that deen. All the people today are saying, don't follow that imam because of this reason and that reason. Because this hadith says this and your imam says this. They have no idea what the imam was actually saying. But what they are in fact telling you and telling the youngsters is that don't listen to your imam, listen to how I'm interpreting the hadith. It's nothing more than this. There's an interpretation that the great fuqaha of the ummah gave, and there's an interpretation that the children of today, the children of knowledge, the students of knowledge of today are suggesting. They would like you to lose faith in those mountains of knowledge, in those icons, those beacons, those lighthouses of ilm. They would like you to lose faith and confidence in that and have confidence and faith in someone who has studied 4 years. What do you learn in 4 years? You don't even learn nahwa and sarf in 4 years. You don't even know the mabadiyat, you don't even know the introduction of hadith in 4 years. You do not know a single book of hadith in 4 years. Yet after doing this, they're going to tell you that there are flaws. They're going to tell you that the academic systems in the madaris are flawed. They are weak. They're going to suggest to you that the ulama that are graduating from these madaris are not equipped with what it takes to understand deen. So this is nothing more than a fitna. Our Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was not only an ocean of knowledge, but he was also very humble. So he used to say to his students, in these discussions, these academic discussions, that if you find a hadith that is going against what I am saying, then leave what I am saying and take the hadith. So some people take this like a sound bite, like what you see on YouTube today. Somebody will take a sound bite from a speaker and say, look, he's doing kufr. Even though they're not looking at the context of what he said it in. That's 12 seconds, 13 seconds of talk from a 90-minute speech. They're taking a sound bite and they're spreading it to slander this person saying he has done kufr by deleting what he said before that and deleting what he said after that. So who was Imam Abu Hanifa saying this to? He was not saying it to the children of today. He was not saying it to these ignorant people walking around with Sahih al-Bukhari under their arms like it's a toy. He was not saying it to these people. He was saying it to people like Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah, who himself was a mujtahid. According to most of our fuqaha, he was a mujtahid mutlaq. Yani he was at a level of knowledge where he did not need to follow any imam. Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani rahimahullah was a mujtahid mutlaq. He had that knowledge where he did not need to follow any imam. But they had so much confidence in the fiqh and the tafaqquh of their teacher that they left their own ijtihad, they discarded it for what their teacher was saying. And even though you will find in the books of Hanafi fiqh, many fatwas are given according to what Imam Abu Yusuf said, according to what Imam Muhammad rahimahullah said, they never ever declared that this is our own madhab. They said, no, we are the followers and the servants and the khadims of this great imam. So, the next time someone suggests to you that there is a dalil, there is some kind of a proof, there is a text somewhere that refutes the way you are praying salat, the way you are making wudu, the way you are practicing your ibadat, you tell them that we also have many, 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 many reasons for why we're doing what we're doing. All you want us to do is leave what our imam has said and start doing what you are saying. And believe me, we would rather take what our imam has said over what you are saying. It's nothing more than this. It's an era of nafs. The Prophet ﷺ has said, وَإِعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. Anyone who has an opinion is so darn proud of their opinion. They are so confident in their thinking. They are so happy and pleased that I have this way of thinking. They want to promote it to the world. But remember, Islam is qadeem. Islam is old. It didn't even start with Muhammad ﷺ. It started from Adam ﷺ. Islam is old. And it will remain. It is a permanent religion. It is khalid. It remains forever and ever and ever. It is not something that keeps changing. It is through these types of lines of thinking that Christianity was changed. Judaism was changed. Every religion was changed. Our deen should not change. So, we attach ourselves to our ulama, we follow the direction of our fuqaha, and we remain attached to our silsila and our madhab, and we don't listen to the noise that's outside. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa aqbal da'wana alhamdulillah.